few announcements we'll have as we get started. We'd like to find out who is in worship today. The way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you take this pew pad when it comes your way, write your name down, give us contact information, check the appropriate boxes, and then send it down so everybody on the pew has a chance to fill that out. Once it gets to that last person on the pew, once you're done, if you could send it back to where it got started. We do ask that first person, when it comes back to you, if you could tear out those pages that were used today, that our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you for helping us with those pew pads. We appreciate that very much. And it's a very special day in the life of our church, a service of deacon ordination and installation. It is a high moment for our church family. We're excited that you are a part of worship today. Draw your attention to a few things that's happening in worship. We are having children's time. That is after the first hymn. We'll meet with the kids right down here for just a few moments. A normal schedule, everything for today printed there on the back of your bulletin. There is the schedule for the week. Reminder to our parents, grandparents, of children and youth, we are starting a new study. We had an introduction to it this past Wednesday. The books are coming in this week. This Wednesday at 6:45, Parenting Beyond Your Capacity. That is the book that we're studying for the next 6 weeks or so. Feel free to come and be a part of that. You didn't have to be at the first session to start up this week. Other things are listed there in your bulletin. Let's see. Want to let you know that we are into the Bridges ministry over this next week. You will be receiving, if you signed up to be a part of our Bridges ministry, you'll be receiving a letter in the mail, and we want you to look forward to finding out about which group you are in for 2013. Anything else? Any other announcements? We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. Guests, you just gave us some information on the pew pad, and we are thankful for that. We'd like to give something back to you. If you're a guest, and we'd like to just raise your hand right where you are, our ushers will come back down the aisles, and they will recognize you and give you a packet of information. So just raise your hand, give you a packet of information. Inside that packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our congregation. Also, you'll find a little bit of the history, the story of College Park, and a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church. So thank you for being a part of worship this day. It's January, and it's 70 degrees outside. What is that about? Some days, you and I may be going through a difficult time. And in the midst of a challenging time of our lives, God just reveals himself out of nowhere. And you see him anew. I'm reminded that even when the temperature's supposed to be cold, the sun breaks through. This morning, God wants to break through your heart and speak into our lives. Maybe this is the moment that you've been waiting for. We must be prepared, and we must be seeking after him. That's why we come to worship. Let us prepare our hearts to do so.
Let's join our hearts in prayer together. Oh, loving God, we thank you that we can come here today and draw together as sisters and brothers in Christ to focus on you and worship your holy name and celebrate your presence that's with us so strongly here. We thank you for the songs that are sung, the prayers that will be said. We thank you for hearing and listening to us and looking into the very depths of our heart and speaking back to us the words we need to hear from you. Be with us as we set apart and bless those who've been called to serve you today. Now, God, anoint this place with your presence. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Invite all the kids to come on down. I'll wait for you. All right. It's good to see everybody this morning. I'm good at spinning that ball. I am good at spinning that ball. I just can't shoot it. All right. Okay. Can we talk about that later? I want to hear about your scooter, okay? All right. Now, I have a question. Now, what does a deacon do? Does anybody know what a deacon does?
I don't know.
What does a deacon do? Does anybody have an idea? What kind of deacon? I don't know. What is a deacon? When you hear the word deacon, what do you think of? The demon deacons. All right. You're not talking about the deacons that are here, right? You're talking about the deacons over at Wake Forest, right? Okay, so you got people that cheer and they play basketball, right? Right? They won yesterday, right? Woohoo! Now come on. I'm a state fan. We don't have many victories either. All right. All right. Wake and State won on the same day. That just doesn't happen very often, all right? So, but Wake Demon Deacons, sometimes they play basketball, sometimes they cheer, they play football. But this morning, there's a different kind of deacon that we're talking about, and I want to show you this. Now, when I think, yeah, it's a towel. Exactly right. But why do you think I'm showing a towel for a deacon? Anybody have any clue? Okay, good. A deacon, the actual word is very important. The actual word in the New Testament for deacon actually means waiter. Now, when do you have a waiter? Where do we see a waiter at, Bryson? At a restaurant. And what does a waiter do? Waits, serves people. Ding, ding, ding. Serves people. This morning, you see these guys up front, the ones with the lots of the facial hair. You see those guys? They are brand new deacons, and they're going to be ordained today. And we've got several other deacons that are going to be joining the deacon group, the deacon club. It's a different deacon club, all right? But here's what they do. I need you to listen. Here's what they do. Just like waiters who serve us when we go to a restaurant, these deacons serve God and College Park. They are the ones that love you guys and encourage you. They are the ones that are out there setting the example for the rest of the church to follow. They will do anything for you and to encourage you. They won't give you money, but they will encourage you. They will encourage you to do what God wants us to do, to follow Him. They will teach you about Jesus. They are the lead servants in our church. That's what they're called to do. They wait and they serve us. That's why they've been called specifically to do this. So when you think about deacon, I want you to think about basketball. I want you to think about cheering for Wake Forest. But when you hear about the deacons that we have, we need to be thankful that God has called them to help us do what God wants us to do at College Park. Can you help us to remember to pray for your deacons? Because we're not going to talk right now, okay? We need to be praying for our deacons. We need to be loving them and thanking God for them. And then we can help them serve the church. All right? All right, let's pray together. God, we thank you for the office of deacon, for the people that have been called to serve your body at College Park. They set the example for us by being the lead servants, by sacrificing themselves for the good and the glory of Christ here at College Park. We thank you for what you've called them to do and the example they set for us. Help us to follow Christ by following the example of our deacons. God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go back to our seats now.
In the last 2 weeks, I have attended the funeral services for my last aunt on my mother's side, and the following week for the last aunt on my father's side. And I'm standing here singing this song and choking up in the middle of it because these two ladies served the Lord with gladness for one 92 years and the other for 85 years. And it's, you know, loss is really sad, but I was able to attend both of those services in upstate South Carolina. And the services were truly celebrations of life well lived. And it just, it did just kind of flood on me as I was singing, trying to sing that song. And I thought about that too as I sat down this morning about the service that we're entering into today. And even in the passing of the saints, that God raises up saints to take their place as we ordain two young people into the deacon ministry. But it's beyond that. It's more that God raises us all up. God raises saints from among all of us. And if we can figure out a way to serve him with gladness, then that's what completes our life. You'll pray with me. Lord, we do thank you. I thank you for this body of believers. I thank you for the people who have come into my life, in my family and among my friends and in this church family here. I thank you for the ways that you touch my life with blessings, even in my lowest times, to recognize how truly blessed I am. Pray that you will help us to continue to find those ways to thank you for the many ways and the many things that you have provided for us as we try to serve and to return these things to you. Pray that you will bless us all. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
If I were trying to describe the role of deacon, I'm not sure I could do it much better than what Jeff described to the children. It's a beautiful picture. You have placed your trust in these individuals to be servant leaders, and that truly is a privilege. And I want to say that this past year, I want to thank Jim Purnell as chairman of the deacons this past year, 2012, and say what a wonderful group of individuals, men and women, this was to serve with. Anytime you get 18 people together plus a pastor, you've got the potential for a lot of opinions. And when they're Baptist, you can have double that number of opinions. But with this group, there were differences of opinion. But that was okay because it was one spirit. And they were really focused on looking at how we as a congregation can serve our community and give glory to our God. And I want to thank you all for that. It was a privilege to serve with you this year. I want to invite Jim Purnell, if he would come now, and give recognition to those who will be completing a 3-year term of service.
Before I recognize the outgoing deacons, I'd like to say thank you to several people for their assistance, their love, and their prayers throughout the year. To all the members of College Park Baptist Church, Sunday School teachers, committee members, chairman, thank you. To Raymond Smith, who's been a constant support, a mentor, and a friend, and spiritual guide, I say thank you. To Tom Hurst, Mitch Edmonds, Jeff Allen, and all the others who have constantly kept the deacons informed of issues and have graciously attended many deacon meetings when I'm sure you had something better to do, I thank you. To Karen Leffler, who has served as vice chairman, and Nancy Hurst, who has served as secretary, thank you. To all the 2012 deacon board, thank you. You are servants of God and faithful examples of believers in Jesus Christ. After our deacons serve a 3-year term as active deacons, they're termed sometimes inactive. It's my contention that that's a bit of a misnomer. All deacons are active in church work, even though they may not be currently serving on the deacon board. To those deacons who will be completing their 3 years term on the deacon board, I say thank you. It's been an honor serving with you. And I hope that you enjoy your inactivity as committee chairman, RA leaders, Sunday school teachers, church web designers, prayer partners, greeters, ushers, servers, choir members, and deacon family representatives. I would like to recognize those deacons completing their service. Please stand as I call your name. Joseph Alexander, Gary Elkins, Rick Matthews, Mary Nell Page, and Russell Talley. To you, I'd like to read from Philippians. To all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and the deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Thank you.
We have 6 new deacons, as comes in every year. This year we have 2 to be ordained, and we'll speak about them in just a moment. But for right now, Karen Leffler, it will be our deacon chair for the year 2013, and she's going to come introduce those who will be installed this morning.
2013 is going to be a great year at College Park. I mean, the first Sunday of the year, we had 3 baptisms. How can it get any better than that? We're just starting, and it's going to get even better. So as we as a congregation think about all the exciting things that we're going to be navigating and experiencing together in the coming year, I'm very excited and privileged to introduce the four who will be joining the Active Deacon Board who have served before, so they will be installed today but will not be ordained. If you will stand as I call your name. Kathy Chinlin, Jay Edmonds, Bill Henson, and Kent Hobson. I thank the four of you for your willingness to serve again, and thank you so much for your servant heart toward this congregation. Thank you.
For those who are being ordained today, it is a privilege. It is a holy moment as you stand before those who've placed their trust in you to give leadership and to serve. And I challenge you, men, I know your hearts, and I'm really excited about what you bring, the insights, the life experiences that you bring, even at a fairly relatively young age, new insights that we're looking forward to hearing from you as our church makes a lot of transitions and continue to make transitions in leadership and ministries. John, I know most of the people know you. You're a native son. You came to us, and I know you'll talk about that. Matt, we're excited about you and your family being here with us, and we'll hear from both of you. John, if you would, come first.
It strikes me as funny when, as Jeff mentioned, you think about a deacon and what a deacon does, and when I look at the list, for me, I picture deacons as somebody like Joseph and Gary and Rick, Mary Nell, Jim and Russell. That to me is what a deacon is. And when you ask me to picture myself as a deacon, I picture almost 19 years ago, this eighth grade kid who wasn't nearly this tall, didn't dress nearly this well, didn't have nearly this much facial hair, and was walking into the Presslers' basement for a Super Bowl party to meet the youth of College Park for the first time. And if you can imagine being nervous standing up here talking, you can really imagine being in eighth grade, walking into somebody's house you don't know, where you only know about 1.5 people that are there. And I picture that kid who didn't know how to play the guitar, let alone the bass, and help lead in worship in a worship service on Sunday mornings. And I picture that kid who could probably swing a hammer, thanks to my dad, but certainly couldn't help build a house, let alone lead a construction crew on a house in Kentucky or Grifton. And I picture that kid who certainly is nowhere near capable of being like one of the people that's leaving our service, as Jim mentioned today. But then I look at my friend Matt Hamby, and Matt believes that I can be up here doing this, and you all believe that I can do this. And I know that if Matt believes in me, and he has such a great beard, that I felt called to match him in stature, that Matt believes in me and that I believe that I can serve you well. And that gives me a lot more hope, and that helps to strengthen that eighth grade kid that I still see in the mirror, even though y'all see the person standing before you. So I thank you very much for the opportunity, and I pray that with God's help, I will do everything that Jeff has already promised that I will do as a deacon. Thank you.
Good morning. Forgive me if I'm a little nervous. I may stutter a little bit or pass out. I'm not sure. So. That wasn't a joke. Raymond asked us just to give a little bit of history. I'm fairly new to College Park, I guess. My wife Anna and I have been here for about 3-4 years, and it's been been a great experience for us. I have an enjoyment for coming here. I have an enjoyment to seeing the people. I've been in church my whole life, and Sunday mornings when I wake up, I look forward to hearing what the praise band is going to have in the 9 o'clock service, and I look forward to seeing the people in my small group class and growing in Christ with them. I have a lot of folks that I look up to in this church that I can rely on if I ever need help. Mike Beeson has been a friend of my in-laws' families for years, and I consider him an excellent role model for us. And Joseph Alexander, he stopped my wife and I in Lowe's Foods in front of the orange juice one Sunday and said, "We're going to get a Sunday school class for you, and we're going to have folks here that, for young married couples, so you can have a place to come and have small group." And folks like Charlie Jones. Oh, 2 out of 3 is not bad, so. I look forward to this opportunity in my life. In the past, service has been, you look like you can carry and hold something real heavy, so pick this end up or run this weed eater or move this around, that sort of thing. And I look forward to having a little change in my service to this church and growing in Christ with John and the other current deacons. So thank you very much for this opportunity, and I thank you for your prayers and everything else. Thank you.
I encourage you to get to know these young men better. And as you do, you will see truly they do have servants' hearts. And I'm excited again about the opportunities we have as a congregation and as a deacon body this coming year. I want to give us an opportunity to covenant together. There is a covenant that is printed there in your order of service. And everybody really is involved in this, and we'll kind of advance through that as we go. I want to invite, first of all, John and Matt, if you would please stand and respond as printed. Matt and John, you have been elected by your church family to serve as a deacon. Today we come to formally ordain you to the office. Before we proceed, we would like to hear your intentions concerning the fulfillment of this responsibility. Do you believe in your heart that you are truly called according to the will of our Lord Jesus Christ to the ministry of a deacon? Will you fulfill the duties and responsibilities of the office of a deacon, some of which are to be a fellow servant of Christ with the pastor of the church, to set an example of moral uprightness and dedication to the will of God, to be a leader with the pastor in seeking to fulfill the mission of the church, and to seek to build harmony in the life and ministries of the church? Will you seek to be a person of faith and vision, always open to opportunities for witness and fresh ways of ministry and service as God may lead? I want to ask those who are being installed, those who will begin a new 3-year term of service, to join Matt and John in standing, please, and respond as prompted there in your covenant that's printed. You have been elected to serve as a deacon at College Park. You have declared your willingness to serve, and I ask your assent to the following questions. Do you reaffirm your allegiance to Jesus Christ and his church? Do you accept the office of deacon in this church and promise faithfully to perform its duties? Do you promise to seek to be open to the Holy Spirit to be used for the fulfillment of God's purpose of his church and cooperate with the pastor and members in promoting harmony and effectiveness in all its ministries? Okay. If you would remain standing, please. Do you who are presently serving as active deacons reaffirm your allegiance to Jesus Christ and his church? Do you pledge to unite with these new members of the diaconate to faithful service, seeking always to let Christ be lifted up? If so, would you let it be known by your standing as well? Now to you, the members of College Park, do you, the members of College Park Baptist Church, pledge yourself anew to the person of Christ and his church? Do you acknowledge and receive these new persons as deacons? Do you promise to encourage and pray for them in their office and to cooperate with them in the fulfillment of the mission of the church? If so, would you please join them in standing? As your brother in Christ and as your pastor, I charge you, the candidates, and you, the other members of College Park, to remember the covenant that we've made with each other and to carry out these promises faithfully as God gives us wisdom and strength. Thank you very much. Would you be seated, please? We are going to take a few moments now and have a laying on of hands. It's a scriptural mandate, if you will. It's an opportunity for those who have been previously ordained, as well as family and friends, to encourage these who are making a big step in their life. For the purposes this morning, I want to ask you to do me a favor, if you would. These gentlemen are going to be here kneeling at the front. I want to ask those family members that would like to, as well as those who've been previously ordained, to come by and speak a word of encouragement or have a prayer with them. For the rest of you, I don't want to leave you out, but for at least for the time during the service, I ask that you hold back, and at the end of the service, for those who are not family or previously ordained, you will have an opportunity to speak to them and speak a word of encouragement to them, because they'll be standing here at the front at the conclusion of the service. But for this time, John and Matt, I ask if you would please now take your place. And for family and those who've been previously ordained either as ministers or as deacons, I invite you to come for the laying on of hands. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracious Father, our hearts are full because we see what you're doing in our midst, and we're so thankful for it. God, as we work together, we pray that truly the work, the fruit of our hands and our feet and our efforts would always give praise to you. That as people see what we do, the actions that we take, the words that we say, that it would reflect upon our relationship with you. We pray that you would protect John and Matt, that you would form a hedge around them, not that they're isolated, Father, but they're protected against those that would come against them, those with personal agendas, those with selfish attitudes. Father, we pray that you would keep their heart attuned to Christ. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. There has not been a sermon formally today, but the word has been preached. Amen?
Amen.
It really has. And I invite you, as you're here, if you would like to respond to what the Spirit has said to you through the testimony of these young men and what you've witnessed here and been a part of as worship. If you'd like to respond to that, we're going to stand and sing in just a moment. And I invite you, if you're not a believer and you would like to accept Christ, I'd be glad to talk with you about that. If you are a believer, but you're feeling a call on God, a call that God has placed on your life and you haven't responded to it appropriately, I'd be glad to talk with you about that. If you'd like to be a part of this membership, it is a beautiful congregation, a very diverse congregation of opinions and thoughts and all of that, but we really are seeking to do God's will here. And I invite you to be a part of that. There's a lot of ways we receive members. Whatever your decision is, I invite you to be serious with God and to respond as He leads you as we sing together now. I invite you to remain standing. John, if you would come join me. Here's your certificate of ordination as well as a new Bible. I invite you to be right here. And family, if you would, come and join John at the conclusion of the service up here. And Matt, buddy, here's your certificate of ordination as well as a new Bible for you. And I invite your family to come join you in standing here. I know this service runs a little bit longer than a normal, but it's a good opportunity, again, for you to speak to them and offer a word of encouragement following our benediction and response. Will you do that? Amen. Good. Fantastic. Let's pray together. Dear Father, as we go, let us go with our hearts full, understanding how much you love us, what you desire for us. Father, we thank you for the gifts that you've given us today, the gift of being together and worshiping you. God, we love you, we praise you, and give you all glory. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.